three things from the Green Party. It is fantastic to see you here, and we're here to send a very clear message to President Chirac, and that message is that he and his government must stand up for human rights. He must stand up for the rights of Muslims. We must stand up for the rights of a truly multicultural society. This proposed ban is an affront to civil liberties, the freedom to practice one's religion, the freedom of expression. These are cornerstones of civil liberties. They date back to the French Revolution and before. Not only that, they're enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Article 19 of that declaration says everyone has the right of freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. This right includes freedom, either alone or in communities, in private or in public, to manifest his religion or belief in teaching, practice, worship, and observance. This is a basic issue of human rights, and that's another reason that we are here today. The personal decision freely taken to wear hijab is central to freedom of religion. Women and girls who've chosen to wear hijab as an essential part of their Islamic beliefs and culture should not be forced to suffer under a ban calculated to create religious and ethnic discrimination. President Chirac says that there's no question of turning schools into a place of uniformity and anonymity. Yet his version of secularism seeks to make everybody the same, so that clothes that are a visible part of an individual's expression of faith cannot be worn. Islam, he says, completely has its place among the major religions on our soil. But how can Islam take equal place among the religions of France when women cannot wear hijab, which for many is central to their life as a Muslim? We applauded President Chirac when he refused to sign up to the anti-Islamic rhetoric of Bush and Blair's phony war on terror, and when he refused to take part in the illegal and immoral attack on Iraq. But this proposed ban makes it clearer than ever that Chirac's reason for not going along with Blair and Bush didn't have much to do with opposing irrational Islamophobia. And with this misguided ban, President Chirac will end up pandering to the agenda of the racist right. The dangers of religious intolerance and bigotry and hatred were brought home to me last week when I visited the occupied territories. And I was shocked by what I saw. I saw the systematic humiliation of the Palestinian people and the abuse of their human rights and even their lives on a horrific scale. So when President Chirac talks of respect and tolerance, he tries to use the language of an open, inclusive society. Yet at the heart of true multiculturalism is the idea that people should be able to live in different ways and express themselves differently and fully. A truly multicultural society doesn't feel threatened by the religions people follow, or the clothes that they wear, or the lifestyles that they choose. It welcomes and embraces difference, and we call on President Chirac to do that as well. That's why I've joined so many people across the globe and written to the French ambassador to say enough is enough. That is why my European Parliament colleagues from the French Green Party have campaigned tirelessly against this ban. And that's why France's 5 million or more Muslims are reminding French politicians that they have votes and that they will use them. So our message finally today is that the French government must abandon this plan. It must learn respect for Muslims. It must learn respect for freedom of expression and freedom of religion, and respect for a genuinely tolerant multicultural society. I wish you every success.